This is Weekend Outlook, your chance to find out what's happening over the weekend here in the Ozarks. I'm Michelle Skoliski. Today I'm talking with Lucy Howell and Melissa Millsap. They're board members with the Springfield Urban Agriculture Coalition, which is hosting cocktails and wellies tonight. First of all, tell me a little bit about the Springfield Urban Agriculture Coalition, what you do and how you got started.
Sure. We started in 2010. It was kind of a labor of love for a couple of years before that, and Melissa can talk more to that. But our biggest program is the Dirt Project, which is a schoolyard garden program. And so we have installed 10 school gardens here in Springfield, 8 elementary, 1 middle school, and 1 high school. And those gardens are used as an outdoor classroom. So the kids are out there every week with one of our SUAC educators, and they're learning lessons in science and math and growing and eating their own food.
That's great, and that's quite a large number of schools. Do you have goals to implement even more here in Springfield?
Yeah, I think the vision all along has been that we would like to see all kids have this opportunity. Of course, you know, the time, the effort, and the funding has always been one of the big hurdles. But to think of all the schools that we have been involved with in just 3.5 years kind of gives us hope for reaching that goal in the future.
How are you guys funded?
Currently, we are funded through fundraising and some Mercy Hospital grants and just some local funding. We started the organization by being basically 100% funded from Missouri Foundation for Health, and that grant has now ended, which it really gave birth to a lot of these wonderful urban agriculture programs here in Springfield. And kicked us off. So now we're just trying to stand on our own 2 feet and really show the community that we need their support.
So you've got the Dirt Project. What are some of the other projects that you are involved in?
Yeah, so basically, Springfield Urban Agriculture Coalition works with a lot of other organizations in town. We also work, obviously, with the R12 School District. We work with quite a few other farms in this area as well with a program called CRAFT, where we're trying to create the future farmers in this area. And then we also just promote urban agriculture by giving tours on other farms and working with Urban Roots Farm.
Tonight is Cocktails and Wellies on the Lawn, and that's a fundraiser for your group. What's going to be taking place?
Ooh, so much fun. It's at the C Street Firehouse, the historic commercial street firehouse. It's a beautiful venue, and we will have amazing local food amazing local appetizers made with local food by Jen Smith, the traveling chef. And we will have a silent auction full of lots of fun deals, and we will have live music, Eric Hill and Dallas Jones, and
we're going to have Mother's Brewery.
Yep.
They've sponsored the event as well, and we've got some live auctions this year, which is new. We're going to be auctioning off a installed garden and a fishing trip. It's a beautiful place to be with a bunch of like-minded people. You never really get to clean up your garden boots, but that's what we ask you to do, mm-hmm. is spray them off and put on a little cocktail dress and mm-hmm. join us at the event.
And the weather has been perfect for the wellies, so you don't have to worry about wearing your fancy high heels and getting your feet wet.
Yeah.
So wear your wellies.
So the dress is pretty formal, but you want people to wear their garden boots,
yeah.
their rain boots, whatever they've got.
Right.
That
it's just
like
a
fun.
Really fun way to kind of dress yourself up, but remember why you're there. And this year we're really focusing on the Dirt Program and just expanding that, because it reaches over 1,500 kids each year. And some of those kids keep coming back every year, too, depending on their school. So,
where and when is Cocktails and Wellies on the Lawn being held?
It is at the Commercial Street Firehouse at 7 p.m. tonight, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Mm. That's a lucky day for you guys.
We hope so.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $45, and they can be purchased on our website at springfielduac.org. You could also buy one at the door, but we would prefer that you get them in advance.
Always good to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if someone wants to find out more about tonight's event or more about the Springfield Urban Agriculture Coalition, how can they do that?
If they could just visit us at springfielduac.org, our website, and then we're also on Facebook.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Great American Trailer Park Musical opens tonight and runs through June 29th at the Landers Theater. The exhibit Engineering Build Design Explore is at the Discovery Center of Springfield through August 17th. Special activities are planned on Fridays to coincide with the exhibit. Pop Fly is scheduled from 10 to 3 today. The group Paranormal Guru will talk about paranormal activity and show videos of some of their findings tonight at 6 at the West Plains Public Library. A dance is held Friday nights at 7 at the West Plains Senior Center. Acoustic Jam on the Square is held Friday nights on the Square in West Plains. Kids in preschool through 5th grade will learn about engineering at the Railroad Historical Museum at Grant Beach Park today from 10 to noon, and the Springfield Greene County Library will provide train stories and activities. See the movie Up, rated PG, this afternoon at 3:30 at the Fairgrove Branch Library. The program Science Explorers, Ice is Nice for kids in grades K through 5 is today at 4 at the Library Center. You need to register. Kids in grades 4 through 8 will learn the secret of the longest line, hang out, play Wii games, and have snacks today at 4 at the Library Station. The 13th annual Summer Snow Fest is tomorrow from noon to 4 at Jordan Valley Park. Kids of all ages are invited to climb, slide, and build snowmen in a mountain of snow made from ice shavings from Mediacom Ice Park. Bark in the Park is set for tomorrow at Nathaniel Greene Close Memorial Park. The event kicks off with a walk around Lake Drummond at 9. Events include a canine CPR demonstration at 10 and a dog talent show at 11. The fee is $10 per dog. Great Circle's third annual Ken Coleman Memorial 5K will be held tomorrow at 8 at the Boys and Girls Town Campus, 1212 West Lombard. A pancake breakfast will follow the race. The sixth annual Dash to the Splash 5K Run Walk will be held tomorrow at Whitewater in Branson. Proceeds will benefit the Caring People, which helps single moms in the U.S. and El Salvador. The Arts in the Park concert series at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield continues tomorrow night at 7 outside the Visitor Center with the 135th Army Band. The concert will feature the Army Band's smaller group, Show Me Country. Take blankets and lawn chairs. Admission is free. James River Basin Partnership presents the River Jam and Crawdad Boil, a river rescue celebration, tomorrow night from 5 to 11 on Park Central Square. The event will feature craft beer and wine, seafood, family fun activities, merchant booths, and more. The West Plains Car Club Show and Swap Meet us tomorrow at the West Plains Civic Center. The program Girl Talk, You Matter will be held tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Asbury United Methodist Church. The well-being conference for girls, teens, young women, and moms will include a raffle, Zumba, yoga, vendors, refreshments, and more. Republic Paw Pantry will host Dog Days of Summer from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Office in Republic. The entry fee is $5 for adults and $2.50 for children and includes a meal, music, and games for kids and pets. Springfield Public Pools are open for the summer daily from 1 to 6:30. C Street Market is open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. near the footbridge on Commercial Street. Farmers Market of the Ozarks is open tomorrow from 8 to 1 at Farmers Park at James River and Republic Road. And the Greater Ozarks Farmers Market is open tomorrow from 8 to 1 in the Battlefield Mall parking lot. The Springfield Conservation Nature Center's Hiking Club will hike at the Cedar Gap Plateau tomorrow. Anyone 18 and older is invited. You need to register. The Midtown Carnegie Branch Library, MSU, and the NAACP will host a Juneteenth celebration tomorrow from 11 to 5 at the library. The event will feature booths from various community organizations, storytelling and children's book giveaways, face painting, educational and health resources, food, live music, and more. Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Kids in grades K through 5 can stop by the Midtown Carnegie Branch Library tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3 for Super Science Saturday. Explore science through crafts and activities. The Republic Recipe Club will meet tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Republic Branch Library. Take recipes to share. The program Graphic Novels for Grown-Ups will be held tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at the Britwin Branch Library. The Southwest Missouri Autism Network will host speaker Aaron Likens, autism author and advocate, tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Arc of the Ozarks, 1501 East Pythian. The gym and pool will be open to children with parental supervision, and a lifeguard will be on duty. Dads can enjoy a free hour or round of trap and skeet shooting in honor of Father's Day Sunday from noon to 4:30 at the Andy Dalton Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center. Dads get in free at Dickerson Park Zoo on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in honor of Father's Day. To find out more about those events and to find out what else is happening in the Ozarks, go to ksmu.org, click on Weekend Outlook and on Community Calendar. Randy Stewart will bring you arts news at 10. I'm Michelle Skaliski. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend.